Okay, it's time for another Raymond James Rundown. We are joined by our very special guest, Peter Schrager, host of Good Morning Football on NFL Network. Peter, thanks for being with us.
Casey, I love coming on with you. I love seeing you during the season, in-house, at the stadium, during the games, and now to actually do this in the off-season is very cool.
I love it. I appreciate that. And you put on a show when you had to do it with an entire war of the cannons happening
yes.
behind you. I remember this, and you just, like, didn't even flinch.
Unfazed, kind of like Jameis Winston with the Saints coming at him. Just find a way, week 17.
That's what it was doing. I love that. So, Good Morning Football. Everyone loves it. Everyone watches it. And did you guys expect it to have this kind of success when you were coming up with it?
I don't know about success, but we were thrilled. We all got asked to do the show after a lengthy audition process, and we didn't really know each other, got thrown together, and the first season was kind of like growing pains. We just finished the second season, and I could be honest, if you guys, everyone on TV says, well, it seems like you guys actually get along. We do. So
yeah.
I think that's the key, and then the producers are great, and the NFL Network's been an amazing platform. So it's one of my favorite jobs I've ever had. I love it.
That's awesome. And it is such a unique way of telling the story of the NFL. What do you think it has told you about NFL fans and the game itself and why this type of show is so successful?
Most importantly, there are 32 teams. There are not three teams. It's not just the Patriots, Steelers, and Cowboys.
Right.
And we like to talk about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We like to talk about the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Cincinnati Bengals, they play football as well. So most importantly is the connection with fans. And if you talk about a team in a way where you do it well and you do it prepared and you've got insights, those fans will be fans of your show. And I think a lot of the football shows around all the networks kind of neglect some of the fan bases. We like to talk about all 32.
Yeah, which is amazing. And you guys do a great job of that. I've always been super impressed when you talk about the Buccaneers. Like, how is it that you can find those insights like you talk about when you are not local with the team, you are trying to cover 32 to get that much information where you know every offensive lineman, every scout and coach and all the information?
Great prep, great work. The producers do an incredible job. And for me personally, it's a week like this at the Combine where, you know, maybe I don't know Mike Smith. Maybe I can find a way to figure out where Mike Smith's going to be at 5:30 p.m. This is my opportunity because I can't be in Tampa in October. So you go and you find those guys, you try to connect with them, and hopefully that bleeds into the show.
What do you think this year's free agency and draft can do for the Buccaneers? How big of a jump can it help them make?
I'm fascinated to see what the Bucs do because last year you swung big with these big free agent signings, but the young players on the Buccaneers, if you look at the roster, if you look at what they've done in the draft, is as good as any team in the entire NFL. And another year where they can blossom, mature, and now become the leaders. Fascinated to see what they do both at the draft, but more importantly in free agency, because there have been some huge hits. There have also been a couple misses, and that's really where you start building your team.
And now looking at this year's draft, what are the position groups and the areas that you can see where this draft could line up with the Buccaneers' needs?
I think it's great for the Bucs, and I know in recent years the Buccaneers have been very happy to see an O.J. Howard fall to them, to see a Lavonte David in a later round come to them. I think at that 7 pick that the Buccaneers should be looking at defense, and I think either at the cornerback position, and there are some really good ones, this Denzel Ward is really good, this Mike Hughes, a local guy at a UCF, is really good, or the defensive tackle position, the big kid out of Washington, Vita Vea, V-E-A is the last name, he's 340 pounds, put him next to Gerald McCoy, there could be trouble. I think defense for the Buccaneers, but of course, as things go and the draft starts playing out, I didn't think O.J. Howard was going to slip to 19 last year, so
that's
who knows,
so
but as of right now, I think D at 7.
So how about for you, when you know, especially you talk to people out here at the Combine, that they watch your show, does that ever make you a little nervous
yeah,
about what you say on
absolutely.
Air?
Absolutely, it makes me nervous, and the thing is, you would think that fans would say, oh, you talk about our show, you're a big, no matter where I go, there's a fan saying, you talk bad about my team. You hate
course,
my team.
Of course.
I was on vacation and a Steelers fan comes up to me and goes, why do you love the Ravens? I think I don't even know about the Ravens. Like, I'm like, he must have seen one moment where I was positive about the Ravens. And that's the beauty of it. Fans are so passionate. So, yeah, I'm always surprised. But you have to watch what you say because forget just the fans. Coaches and GMs, that's on in the facility. They might hear it as well.
I love that. That's great. And how about if you're going to be the GM for the Bucs this year?
Yep.
What is your idea for free agency, draft, everything in the offseason, the things that you most want to accomplish that you think will make the biggest difference?
Okay, let's put my Jason Light hat on.
Exactly.
I think continuity. I think, honestly, it was a throwaway game for a lot of people, but week 17, the Saints were going with their starters. They had something to play for, and you saw Chris Godwin step up and make a huge play. You saw some of those young defensive players step up and make big plays, and you saw Jameis Winston have the best game of his season. So, to me, it would be keeping that going and then giving the defense some more help. I think as much defensive help, it's been years, and I mean years, since the Buccaneers have had that pass rusher off the edge where you're like, slam dunk, that's our guy. Maybe you find him in free agency. Maybe you find him in the draft.
Your too early prediction for the Buccaneers. You said you're going to temper your expectations a little bit, so the very, very way too early.
I'll be honest,
prediction.
I think improved. I think, and that might sound, well, that's safe. No, that's a really tough division. Falcons, Saints, Panthers are all very good. But I think Jameis Winston's shoulder was a lot worse than people thought last year. I think that the team just couldn't get going because after that, losing the bye week was a weird deal. I'm making excuses left and right. I think the Bucs are going to be much improved in 2018.
All right, and we'll close out with this. Most embarrassing moment you've had on live TV or things that you've had while covering things.
I dance every day on that show, and I'm the corniest white guy ever to dance.
So purposefully do embarrassing things, and then you'll never be embarrassed.
Dance like no one's watching.
There it is, except millions are watching.
Hundreds are watching.
Your mom is watching. That's the worst. Well, yeah. Peter, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Love coming on with you.